Welcome to AI Patent Watch, the podcast where we break down an exciting AI patent in each episode, what it covers, why it matters, and how it's impacting innovation. Whether you're a patent professional, an AI enthusiast, or an inventor looking for inspiration, you're in the right place. Let's dive into today's AI patent.
It feels like every day there's some crazy new AI breakthrough, doesn't it? It's tough to keep up, but that's why we do these deep dives. And this time, you guys sent us this patent from Microsoft, and it's all about making AI smarter and more adaptable, especially these chatbots and virtual assistants, you know, the ones we're all using more and more these days.
Yeah, it's pretty wild how fast things are moving.
So let's jump right into it. What's the big idea here?
Well, this patent really gets at something that's in a huge pain point in AI development. How to keep those massive data sets of training examples, you know, all that data they use to teach the AI, how do you keep all of that up to date? Because AI is constantly learning and we're constantly figuring out better ways for it to respond. Imagine trying to change millions of examples, like, by hand.
Ugh, yeah, no thanks. That sounds about as fun as, like, counting grains of sand on a beach. So what's the secret sauce? How does this patent make that easier?
Okay, so the patent, it's US 1209998DU. Super catchy, I know. But it describes a whole system that basically automates this update process. And it's actually pretty clever. One of the main things it uses is like a find and replace, you know, like in a word processor, but for the actual code snippets within the training data.
Whoa, wait, really? Like the find and replace I use when I'm, you know, writing, but for the, like, the guts of an AI. That's crazy.
It is, but it's even more sophisticated than that. The patent also talks about a filtering constraint, which means developers can target very specific examples. Instead of making like these huge sweeping changes across the board, they can zero in on exactly what needs tweaking.
Okay, I'm starting to get the picture. So it's kind of like using a super precise, I don't know, like a laser instead of just swinging a sledgehammer around.
Yeah.
But can you give me a real world example? How would this work, let's say, with a chatbot that helps you schedule meetings?
Sure. So imagine your AI assistant right now understands schedule a meeting next Friday to mean this coming Friday, the one right after today. But now you decide next Friday should actually refer to the Friday after next week. So this system can automatically find and update all the training examples that have to do with scheduling and Friday without messing with other examples, you know, like ones about ordering food or something.
Wow, that is seriously powerful. I can see why developers would be excited about this. But what about those cases where it's not just a simple swap? Like, language can be pretty tricky, right? We don't always say exactly what we mean.
Oh, absolutely. Language is messy. And that's where this gets even cooler. The system can use wildcards and pattern recognition, sort of like regular expressions if you're into programming. But the point is it can make more complex and flexible changes.
So it's not just about replacing specific words. It's about understanding patterns and context, which seems like super important for getting AI to understand, well, us.
Exactly. It's all about context. Think about all the ways we might ask an AI to schedule a meeting. I mean, even something as simple as set up a meeting for later. Mm-hmm. Like, what does later even mean? This patent really digs into how to train AI on these subtle variations.
It's like this system is not just updating data, it's actually helping the AI learn to think a little more like us, you know, with all our weird human quirks and stuff.
You got it. The patent even talks about how seemingly simple phrases can have multiple interpretations and how crucial it is for the training data to be consistent on which interpretation the AI should use. Otherwise, you just end up with a confused AI.
Yeah, you definitely don't want your AI working a meeting for like a month from now when you meant next week. Talk about a scheduling nightmare. But like, stepping back for a second, why should the average person care about this patent? Beyond avoiding calendar chaos, what are the big implications here?
Well, I think this patent has the potential to seriously change how quickly AI can evolve.
Mm.
Imagine AI that can learn and adapt as fast as we update information online. Like, think about the possibilities.
That's what I find so fascinating about all this. It's not just about making our current AI a bit better. It's about unlocking this whole new level of AI capability.
Exactly. And it really highlights something fundamental about AI. It's not a set it and forget it kind of thing. This constant refinement, this constant tweaking and updating of the training data, that might be the key to like really achieving AI that's truly human-like.
Whoa. Okay, mind blown. I think we need a minute to process all of this.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground already.
But I'm hooked. This is amazing. So much to think about.
Well, hold on tight, because we're just getting started. In the next part, we'll dive into some specific examples of how this tech could be used in things like healthcare, finance, even art.
Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We're still swimming in the world of adaptable AI, and I gotta say, my brain is already buzzing with possibilities.
It is pretty mind-blowing to think about what this could all mean, right? And we've only just dipped our toes in. I think it's time to pull up some specific examples from the patent so we can really see how this technology could actually, you know, shake things up.
Yeah, let's get practical. I always want to know, like, how does this actually play out in the real world beyond just, you know, tweaking some code here and there?
Okay, well, one example that really jumped out at me was about how AI handles changes in data formats. So think about AI systems that, say, financial institutions use to analyze market trends and stuff.
Ooh, yeah, big money stuff. Those systems must have to process a ton of data, constantly changing.
Exactly. Now, imagine those institutions decide to switch to a whole new database system, right? A more efficient one. But that means the way they store and organize data, well, it changes completely.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. That sounds like a total nightmare for the AI. It'd be like, I don't know, trying to read a book that's suddenly written in a completely different language.
Perfect analogy. In the past, that kind of change would mean either retraining the AI from scratch, which is a huge task, or like manually updating all of its training data. Talk about tedious. But with this new tech, the system could just find and replace those code snippets that relate to the old data format with the new one.
So the AI could basically switch over to the new system without like skipping a beat. That's incredible. So efficient.
It is. And think about it. That frees up the developers to focus on the really important stuff, like improving the actual algorithms or figuring out what the results all mean. It's like having a whole team of, I don't know, super efficient assistants working behind the scenes.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this could be a total game changer, and not just for chatbots. Like, this tech gives AI a turbo boost when it comes to adapting to new information, right?
Right. And that adaptability is, like, essential if we want AI to help us solve some of the really big, complex problems we're facing. Imagine using this to help AI systems analyze climate data, for instance.
Oh, wow, yeah. That'd be huge. We could have AI constantly updating its understanding of climate patterns as we get new data, new research.
Exactly. It could lead to more accurate predictions, you know, better ways to fight climate change, maybe even some big breakthroughs in, like, renewable energy tech.
This is starting to feel a lot less like science fiction and a lot more like, you know, the world we're living in right now. Pretty amazing. But okay, let's bring it back down to earth for a minute. How could this affect the way we interact with AI in our everyday lives, you know, like on a personal level?
Well, remember how we were talking about the nuances of human language before the break? Yeah. This patent really digs into that. Imagine you asked your AI assistant to, say, book a flight for the holidays.
Pretty standard request, right? I do that all the time.
Sure, but what if you don't say which holidays you're talking about? Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah? A human would automatically be like, wait, which holiday do you mean? But getting an AI to do that, that's been super tricky.
Yeah, because there are so many different ways we say things. Context is everything, right?
Exactly. But this patent describes a system that can be trained on massive amounts of conversations. So the AI can actually learn how we humans use language to, like, clarify those ambiguous requests.
Oh, so instead of getting some generic error message, my AI can actually say something like, which holidays are you talking about? Just like a real person would. That would be a huge step forward in terms of, like, having a natural conversation with an AI.
Right. It points towards a future where AI can understand us not just literally, but also more intuitively, you know, on a human level.
I'm really starting to rethink what AI can even be. It's not just about, like, cold, hard logic anymore. It's about understanding the messy, beautiful way that we communicate.
And that's just one example. Imagine AI systems that can pick up on regional dialects, slang, maybe even humor. The possibilities are pretty wild.
It's like we're teaching AI to really speak our language fluently with all the quirks and everything.
And as AI becomes more fluent, you know, more comfortable with our language, it becomes a way more powerful tool for communication, collaboration, all sorts of things.
I am so on board with all of this. But, and maybe this is a bit of the downer, but I'm also starting to think about the, you know, the potential downsides. If AI gets this adaptable, this powerful, what kind of safeguards do we need to put in place?
That's a really important question, and actually one that we're going to dive into even deeper in the next part of the deep dive. We'll talk about some of the ethical considerations, you know, and the skills we'll all need to learn to really thrive in a world where AI is constantly evolving.
Okay, that's it for part two. Wow, we covered a lot, but there's still so much to unpack, so many big questions to answer.
Right. We're just getting started.
So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the final part of our deep dive. All right, welcome back to the deep dive. We've been talking about this Microsoft patent that could totally change how AI learns and adapts, and wow, it's exciting stuff, but I think like any really powerful technology, we gotta talk about, you know, the responsible side of things.
Absolutely. As these AI systems become more sophisticated, more autonomous, we really have to think about the ethical implications.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, this patent touches on that. It really emphasizes how important it is to have humans involved in the AI training process.
Oh, interesting. So even with all this automation we're talking about, we're not just going to like hand the keys over to the machines and walk away. We still need human judgment, human guidance.
Exactly. Humans are still absolutely crucial. We set the goals for the AI. We make sure the training data is accurate and unbiased. And, you know, we monitor how the AI is performing so we can prevent any unintended consequences. Think of it like, I don't know, teaching someone to drive. You wouldn't just throw in the keys and say, good luck.
That's a really good point. We're not just teaching the AI how to drive. We're teaching it the rules of the road, like, you know, driving ethics, how to navigate tricky situations responsibly.
Exactly. And as AI becomes more and more integrated into our lives, this whole idea of a human-AI partnership, that's only going to become more important. We have to make sure that AI is being used for good, that it aligns with, you know, our values as a society.
This brings up something I've been wondering about. Like, if AI keeps getting more adaptable, more capable of learning on its own, what does that mean for jobs, you know, for the future of work? I think a lot of people are worried about being replaced by robots.
It's a valid concern.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't think robots are going to be taking over all the jobs anytime soon, I do think we're going to see some big shifts in the job market. Some tasks, especially ones that are really repetitive or easy to automate, those will probably be done by AI. I mean, we've seen this happen before with like every big technological advancement, right?
So maybe instead of being scared of AI, we should be thinking about how we can adapt and work alongside it, like figure out how to collaborate with this new technology.
That's the key. The important thing is to focus on developing skills that are, you know, uniquely human, skills that are hard for AI to replicate. Things like creativity, critical thinking, problem solving, emotional intelligence, and the ability to, you know, work well with others.
So it's not just about like everyone learning to code or becoming a data scientist. It's about sharpening those essential human skills that will be even more valuable in this AI-driven world.
Exactly. And this shift, I think, it's actually an opportunity to like reimagine what work even means.
Mm.
You know, to focus on roles that really leverage our strengths as humans. We can use AI to take care of those boring, repetitive tasks and free ourselves up to do work that's more meaningful, more fulfilling.
Okay, that's a much more optimistic way to look at it. So instead of seeing AI as this threat, we can see it as a tool that can empower us, you know, help us achieve more and create a better future.
Exactly. And I think this patent we've been talking about, it really underscores how important it is to constantly learning, constantly adapting. Just like AI needs to be updated and refined all the time, We need to embrace that idea of lifelong learning, being willing to, you know, evolve our skills to stay ahead of the curve.
So it's not just about adapting to AI, it's about adapting alongside it. It's a constant journey of learning and growth for all of us humans and AI.
That's it. And that's what makes this whole feel so fascinating. It's constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn and explore.
Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into this groundbreaking patent. I gotta say, I'm walking away feeling, you know, excited and cautiously optimistic about the future of AI. What about you?
Definitely. I mean, it's powerful technology with huge potential, you know, to change the world in countless ways, but it's up to us to make sure the change is for the better.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks so much for taking this deep dive with me. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. We hope you learned something new, maybe got you thinking about the possibilities and the challenges of this amazing world of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
And that's a wrap for this episode of AI Patent Watch. If you found this helpful, please take a moment to leave a 5-star rating and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. This podcast is curated by Bastian Best, a European patent attorney specializing in AI patents. To learn more about the exciting intersection of patents and AI, sign up for his mailing list for exclusive insights. Link in the show notes. And if you're already working on the next big AI innovation, now's the time to secure your own patent. Reach out to Bastian on LinkedIn or the podcast website to turn your ideas into assets. Thanks for listening and stay tuned for the next episode of AI Patent Watch.